Keeping calm and staying Canadian. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
The stress was really beyond and above.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who hid in a closet for 15 minutes during Wednesday's lone wolf attack on Parliament, guarded by his fellow parliamentarians who whittled flagpoles into spears.
If the shooter had turned either left or right into one of the caucus rooms, I'm sure there would have been extreme loss of life.
And as the members returned to work yesterday, whatever their politics, they all had something in common.
You hear gunshots, not knowing what might happen next. It changes your perspective.
And what did the Conservative Prime Minister do the next day as he stood before the members of Parliament knowing the stress they'd been through? He advised them to get help for PTSD.
If any of you are experiencing any undue physical stress as a result of what occurred yesterday, please take the time to see a physician.
And across the aisle, Tom Mulcair, leader of the Liberal opposition, vowed that the relaxed atmosphere on Parliament Hill would not change, including the mass yoga session known as the Bliss Project.
Every Wednesday at noon, you'll see hundreds of people, multicolored, doing yoga on the front lawn. It is a symbol. We can't allow that openness and freedom to be rolled back either.
Organized bliss. That is so Canada. Just don't cross their sergeant at arms. I understand that underneath those robes, he packs a pretty serious handgun. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.